that kind of thing. That's Satam Sangha. So then what is Prasanga mean? Prasanga means something a little more. Satam Prasangam Mamavirya Samvido. It means topics, Mamavirya Samvido, about the glories of Krishna. Bhavanti Ritkarna. Rasayana Katha. And that's the Rasayana Katha, or the medicine which will give life to us and drive away our heart disease. So that prasanga means topics directly about Krishna. For this reason, Srila Prabhupada gave us Krishna book. Shortly after he began his preaching in the West, he wrote an entire book about Krishna, 5 chapters of which just talk about the Rasa-lila, very high topics. And Srila Prabhupada told the devotees, you distribute this to everyone everywhere. He wanted people to hear about Krishna. So in a sangha like this, we'd like to have something like that. But I have a disadvantage. I'm coming here and I don't know hardly any of you, just a few of you, my face. And it's difficult. Because really, if we want to cultivate bhakti, bhakti really means community. And community means to come together and hear and chant and to hear realizations from each other. This is discussed very nicely in the Satvata Tantra, where it said, we're just going to talk a little philosophy for a while. I know it's really boring. It's okay. And then we're going to tell a story. Is that okay? Can you survive for a couple of minutes? Yeah? Okay. I mean, it's hard sometimes. Is it hard sometimes coming to these programs? No? It gets boring sometimes, doesn't it? Is he telling the truth?
Yes.
He's good to...
Okay, good. Good for you. Okay. So, what was my point? About community and the Satvata Tantra. Satvata Tantra says, Hari Lila Sutochara Padeshi Sutatam Tvaya Kaya Pritis Tavahare Yata Bhakti Nanashiti. This is a very important thing. If you want to protect your bhakti, yata bhakti nanashati, you don't want your bhakti to be destroyed. It says it's not enough just to read books. It's not enough just to go to Mangalarti. But we should learn to love devotees. But how do we love devotees? That's the problem. In the material world, people don't know what love is. They think love means telling some girl, I love you. But there's a problem, there's 3 problems with that statement. Number 1, you don't know who I am. Number 2, you don't know what love is. And number 3, you don't know who she is. So your statement actually has no meaning at all. So the Satvata Tantra says that Hari Lila Satochara, we should learn to love devotees for Krishna Katha. We should hear together. Because when we when we render service to the Mahat, not just in a theoretical way, not just Prabhupada told some of the devotees in Hawaii they weren't doing any service, but they were chanting, they were reading Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada said that may take you millions of lifetimes, but we should render service. And when we render service to a Mahat, then we get some kata ruchi. We get some taste by that. And this is really the meaning of community. This is, we come together for hearing and chanting about Krishna. And then all the other things are just lipstick on the pig, so they say, right? If community is like a pig, it is sometimes. But the main thing is coming together and hearing and chanting about Krishna. So, how many of you here go to Rath Yatra in San Francisco or someplace? Raise your hand. Well, pretty much everybody.
This community sponsors prasadam and cooks for 2,500 devotees.
Wow. We made a very nice magazine. We made a number of magazines about Lord Jagannath. My revered spiritual master, Sri Srimad Gaurgovinda Maharaj, he told us that we should work to help uphold the prestige of Prabhupada's mission. And he said the best way to do that is to have nice Krishna Katha and nice Vaishnava dealings. So our humble effort to try to serve that, we make these magazines, Sri Krishna Kathamrita, I think there's some over there. And we made one a few years ago about the secrets of Jagannath Mahaprasad. Many, many things devotees don't know. Do you know it's considered that the swaras are the cooks in the temple, they consider they're not actually cooking. But when they get up in the morning, the first thing they do is they do a fire yajna, and they call the fire called Vaishnav, and they perform an Agnihotra, and then they take that fire and they light all the different stoves in the Jagannath Mandir. There's no electricity in the Jagannath Mandir. There's no fans. It gets like 50 degrees centigrade during the summertime, like 120 or something. And there's no fans, there's no AC, anything. And they're cooking. So they light all those fires with the same flame. And then after they do that, they chant a mantra. They call Lakshmi Devi. You come, please, because you can cook for Jagannath. I can't cook for Jagannath. Now, if you're all serving Lord Jagannath, and you all know about Rath Yatra, I think he's probably pretty expert about Rath Yatra, yes? Yeah, okay. He's an expert person at Rath Yatra. Then I would wonder, I'd like to hear from you, who is Lord Jagannath? What would you say? Raise your hand. Anybody? Who is Lord Jagannath? He's Lord Krishna. Okay. That's pretty broad. But we'll see. Will anybody else have any other comments? Who is Lord Jagannath? See, Krishna is there in Vrindavan. Krishna is there in Kurukshetra. Krishna's there in Mathura. Krishna's there in Dwarka. Krishna's in the heart of all living entities as a Paramatma. So which one of those is Lord Jagannath? We don't see a flute in his hand, right? So who's Lord Jagannath? The Lord of the Universe. Okay, that's also pretty broad. He's God. All right, we got that. Anything else? Isn't it interesting? We all worship Jagannath, and the only two answers we've gotten from two very brave souls, thank you, are that he's Krishna and that he's the Lord of the Universe. What are you going to say? There's a third brave soul. Tell us. Who is Jagannath? Krishna. Okay, that's good. See, it's also said, Jai Rupa Chinche Dasi Se Rupa Hoy, that according to whatever mood the devotee has, Jagannath manifests a corresponding form. Once the poet Tulsidas, how many of you know who Tulsidas is? Raise your hand. He's the author of a wonderful book, Srila Prabhupada said was the best book ever written in Hindi. And Prabhupada also said he's a pure devotee, and that book is Ramcharit Manas. So he's a devotee of Lord Ramachandra. He's going to be very happy tomorrow. It's Ram Navami. So once Tulsidas went to Jagannath Puri, and he was thinking, everybody's saying that this Jagannath is Param Brahma, he's the Supreme Absolute Truth. He thought, I don't know about that. And so he came before Lord Jagannath, and he saw, oh, who is this? I have no interest. And he left. And that night he was taking rest in a nearby village, which is today called Tulsipur, a little outside of Jagannath Puri. And he had a dream. And he saw this beautiful woman having a discussion with the Lord. And that woman was Lakshmi Devi. And she said, my dear Lord, it's really bad. Tulsidas is a guest. He came to our house. And he didn't even take any prasad. This is very bad. He just left. And Lord Jagannath replied to her, he said, because he didn't like to see my form that I have as this. He likes to see Lord Ramachandra. So then Jagannath, he told Tulsidas, you should return again. So Tulsidas woke up, well, that's a far out dream. He went back to Jagannath Puri. And this time when he came before Jagannath, he didn't see Jagannath Balari Subhadra. He saw Ram, Lakshman, and Sita. And he became very, very happy. And he offered prayers. So is that who Lord Jagannath is? Is Jagannath Lord Ramachandra? What do you think? Isn't it an interesting question? Who's Lord Jagannath? Okay, what do you say? He's? Lord Ramachandra. Okay, that's good. That's good. I remember the first temple I ever went to, please excuse me, I'm a very fallen Yavana Malecha Videshi, was New Orleans. And I went there and I saw deities for the first time, and I saw in the middle, Shishi Radha kind of, okay, this is God with his girlfriend. I can relate to that. And here's these two guys over here. They're dancing, Gorni Thai. And then there was Jagannath Balaji. These guys are from Mars. That's what they thought. Who is Jagannath? So what do you think? Anybody else? This is really bad. If the only conception we have of these few things from these brave kids. Mm-hmm.
He came from Dwarka. But
Gopis
were in the mood of seeing him from
Braj. Okay, maybe that's good too. Okay, what else do you have?
In the material world, Krishna's manifestation in material.
It's Krishna's manifestation in the material world. That's interesting. I like that.
Krishna was enjoying the rasa of the stories of his childhood when Mother Yashoda was telling it to all the queens of Krishna.
Okay.
And he got so absorbed that his whole bhav came out.
Okay. We call that Mahabhav Prakash. Okay, maybe we'll come to that story. Almost the way you told it. What did you say? Nilamadav. You said Nilamadav. Okay, that's also there. Jagannath is Nilamadav. Nilamadav is the first deity according to Skanda Purana. Would you have something?
Our father who takes care of everyone.
Our father who takes care of everyone. That's a very nice answer. What do you have to say back there?
Krishna.
He's Krishna. That's very good. Okay. We made a magazine a few years ago called The Hidden Identity of Lord Jagannath. And it's a kind of a... our cover we made of it, there's a picture of Jagannath surrounded by tens of thousands of people at the Rath Yatra. You have it there? Oh, I thought you were going to hand that up to me. See, we wanted to make it a little bit ironic. So it says a hidden identity, but Jagannath is surrounded by thousands and thousands of devotees. Okay, but I'll take a petit pavan. That's good.
You want
Yeah. We pointed out something in that magazine, a very interesting thing, that Rath Yatra, you have about 1 million people come every year, and you have Bollywood movie stars who go there, and they worship Jagannath. You have politicians who go there, and they also consider Jagannath to be Bhagavan, God, and they give some speech, I like Jagannath, you should vote for me, right? That's really what they're trying to say, isn't it? And not only that, but you have some Ramanandi Vaishnavas who consider that Jagannath is Lord Ramachandra. You have some Sri Vaishnavas who consider that he's Narayan. You have some Vaishnavas who consider him to be, some Shaivites who consider him to be Lord Shiva. You have some Ganapatnis who consider that he's actually Ganesh. You have some Gaudiya Vaishnavas who say that he's Krishna. You have so many different conceptions of Lord Jagannath. Jagannath is very, very important. Lord Jagannath is the Ishtadev of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We made this magazine about Lord Jagannath's hidden identity a few years ago. And let's see if I can find it. We printed a picture in here of some deities from Sri Rangam. And these deities in Sri Rangam, some people say that they were personally made by the hand of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's a picture of it. Pass it around.
On the top right.
Top left. Top right, I'm sorry. Some people say they were personally made by the hand of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Other people say, no, they weren't made by him, but they were worshipped by him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made deities of Jagannath with his own hands. And moreover, according to Lochan Das Thakur and Chaitanya Mangal, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going 3 times a day to the temple of Lord Jagannath to have darshan. It's not mentioned like that about any other deity. So Lord Jagannath is very, very important to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in this magazine, we raised a question that if you say that Jagannath is Vrindavan Bihari Krishna, Shamsundar Krishna in Vrindavan, okay, that's what all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas say. If that's what you say, then we have one question in Bengali. Kotai Radha. Where is Radharani? Because if you say that he's Vrindavan Bihari Krishna, then it means Radharani must be there. But we don't see Radharani next to Lord Jagannath. That's a very big question, and that's a little postgraduate from what I want to do today. We'll say something in that direction. You see on the left side, that big picture of Lord Jagannath, as he's wearing a dress called the Bada Shringara Vesh. And that's a dress when Lord Jagannath, he wears every night. And it's the dress when the gopis come to see him. And Lord Jagannath wears what's called the Gita Govinda Kandua. And Gita Govinda Kandua is a sari, a cloth, which has some verses written on it from the Gita Govinda of Jayadeva Goswami. Some years ago, one of the pandits who dressed Lord Jagannath, he gave me a special gift. This is a Gita Govinda Kandua. And you can see some verses written from the Gita Govinda. I'll pass this around also. You have to bring these things back. Otherwise, we're going to call the police, and I think you'll end up in Folsom Prison. And it's not a nice place. So you can pass that around and touch it to your head. So Lord Jagannath is a very interesting personality. And well, here's another little postgraduate question for all of you, but this is an important question. This is a question we should think about. Several of you said that Jagannath is Krishna, and I wasn't really satisfied with that. Because Krishna is a little different in Dwarka and Mathura and Vrindavan. In Dwarka, Krishna is Purna. He's complete. But in Mathura, he's Purnatra. He's more complete. In Vrindavan, he's Purnatama. He's the most complete. There's a little difference between those three Krishnas. And why is that? Because there's some difference between feelings of love that are unmotivated and feelings that are inspired by some awe and reverence. Some fear is there. It's said that once Mother Yashoda, she was in Vrindavan, and some of the boys came running in and they said, Mata, Krishna was eating mati. Do you know what mati is? Well, do you know? Dirt. Krishna was eating dirt. Do you eat dirt sometimes? No, it's very bad. Your mother will be upset, right? Maybe when you're a baby you did that, but not anymore, right? So the boys said Krishna was eating mati, and Mother Yashoda said, is it true? And Krishna, he kind of put his hand over his mouth and turned his head and he said, no. He said, Mata, they're telling lies. Mother Yashoda said, let me see your mouth. Krishna turned and he took his hand away and he opened his mouth. Ah. And Mother Yashoda looked inside. Do you know what she saw? What did she see? She saw the whole universe. She saw the mountains and the oceans and skies and all the different people and cities and everything. So what happened to Mother Yashoda at that time? Mother Yashoda became afraid. Not for herself, but she thought, what happened to my Gopal? It's a boot. A ghost. A ghost is coming. My Gopal. It's very, very bad. Now that day, Nanda Maharaj had taken all the different senior persons, Rohini and others, and Balaram, and they'd gone to visit Upananda for his birthday party. And Mother Yashoda stayed behind with Krishna. So there was no Brahmins there or anyone. So she wasn't sure, what should I do? Is this boot? Now Mother Yashoda, she's a village lady. Don't underestimate the wisdom of village ladies. They know many things. So she thought, oh, I know what to do. And so she took a big bucket and she went to the goshala, right, where they keep the cows, and she filled it up with gobar. Do you know what gobar is? You don't know what gobar is. You know what gobar is? Cow dung. Cow poop, as they would say here. Okay. She filled it up with cow poop. Mm-hmm. And she brought it back to Gopal and she started smearing it all over his hair, all over his face, and all over his arms, chest, and body, his legs. And Krishna's standing there. Would you like that if your mother did that? He's standing there with cow poop all over him. And he's thinking to himself, in other places, when I show my Virat Roop, they offer prayers. But in Vrindavan, they just smear cow poop all over me. Krishna's like, It's not good. I won't do this again. You see, this is a deep philosophical point, but it's an important point. It's a point of love. It's said in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Aishvarya Priti Sankuchita, that opulence makes love shrink. Just like Arjuna, he was very close with Krishna. He slept on the same bed, they ate off the same plate, they were real buddies. But when Arjuna saw Krishna's Virat Rup, his universal form, oh, Arjuna, he said, oh, Deva, Deva, Jagatpate, Dosha Kanimo Adami, Koronijadai, I'm a great offender, you're the God of gods, please accept my obeisances. And it wasn't so much fun anymore. Krishna wasn't so pleased by that. A mother Yashoda, sometimes the boys, they come back and they tell her, Ma, today, your Gopal, he killed some demon, Trinavarta, this one or that, Krishna killed many demons, and we were coming home, it sounds really far out, but we saw up in the sky, there were all these really weird guys. And they were throwing flowers on your Gopal. There was one fellow, he had four heads, I saw it, I know it sounds strange, and he was sitting on a swan. He was throwing flowers. And there was another fellow who was riding on an elephant. And this fellow had eyes all over his body. It sounds really strange, but that's what I saw. And there was another fellow, he was naked. And he had ashes all over his body. And he was riding on a bull. And all these strange people up there, and they were throwing flowers, and they were saying that your Gopal is Bhagavan. They told it to Mother Yashoda. What was Mother Yashoda's response? She said, really? My Gopal? He's Bhagavan. Isn't that sweet? She was very happy. She didn't start offering prayers to Gopal. She ties him up with a rope. She comes and chases after him with a stick. That's Vrindavan. So then who is Jagannath? Is Jagannath the deity of sweetness or is he a deity of opulence? Who is he? And what is Jagannath Puri? See, Lord Jagannath, someone is saying opulence. Yes, Lord Jagannath, he doesn't stay in the Jagannath temple. Ladies like to remember this. He stays in the Sri Mandir. It's named after his wife, the temple. Everybody knows it by that. He stays in the temple of Lakshmi Devi. So what is Rath Yatra? Sometimes I've been asked to explain about Rath Yatra to non-devotees. It's a little hard sometimes. And I explain it in a very simple way. I tell them that this is a festival where we rescue God and take him away from mechanical organized religion and bring him to the village of our hearts. That's Rath Yatra. And this is Jagannath Puri. And this is Lord Jagannath. So several of you mentioned some different stories. He said something about Dwarka. He said something also. There's several stories in this regard. I'll tell you first one a little briefly and the second one a little more at length. And also where these stories come from. The first is that Mother Rohini, she was in Dwarka. And the queens in Dwarka are 16,108 queens. It's a lot of fun. You're married to one wife, Prabhuji? Can you imagine? 16,000. It's a very difficult thing. So they approached Rohini and they asked her, what happened in Vrindavan? What did Krishna look like? What are those Braj Leela pastimes? What are they like? Because we can't see them here in Dwarka. And Rohini said, okay, I'll tell you. She said, but this is top secret stuff. And if we're going to do this, we have to have a chokidar. We have to have a place. First of all, you have to have a stadium for 16,108 ladies, right? Like Oakland Coliseum or something, I don't know. You have to have a big place for everybody. And then there has to be a chokidar. Somebody's going to guard. Who's going to do that? Because if we have this guitar, it's so attractive that Krishna and Balaram are definitely going to want to come. And if they hear this, I don't know what's going to happen to them. Okay. So Subhadra, she said, I'll do it. I'll be the chokidar. Subhadra can be tough. So she was standing there listening to this katha, and Rohini was speaking about Krishna's Braj Leela. And it was so sweet. When Subhadra was listening to it, something happened to her, and her arms and her legs shrunk inside of her body. And a big smile came on her face. And she was supposed to be the chokidar. but she couldn't guard anymore. And she manifested a form which is known as Mahabhav Prakash, or the form of great ecstasy. At that time, Krishna and Balaram, they came running there, but now there's no chokidar to stop them. And they came and they started listening, you know, because it said Krishna Katha is such a special thing. Vaishnava Sangha is a special thing. Why? It's not just reading a book. It's not even just associating with Srila Prabhupada through his books, which it is. But the Skanda Purana and other places describe that Krishna personally comes when we recite Srimad Bhagavatam, when we have Krishna Katha in a proper assembly. So Krishna and Balaram, they came there to that place, they heard that Katha, and something happened to them. And their arms and legs shrunk in sight of their body, and a big smile came in their face. And they manifested that form known as Mahabhav Prakash. Now there's another story which I was fortunate to hear, the first one, two, three, four times that it was spoken in English, to my knowledge. And that was by my revered spiritual master, Gurgavinda Maharaj. First time was in New York City in 1994, and then he spoke it in Los Angeles a week later. And then he spoke it in Bhubaneswar when he went back. And then I was traveling with him again in Europe, and he spoke it in London. And this is a story which is ascribed to a little-known book called Mahabhav Prakash by Kanai Kuntia. Now, Kanai Kuntia is one of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. According to Chaitanya Charitamrita, he was the head priest in the Jagannath Mandir, and he was a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One year, for Janmashtami, Mahaprabhu instructed the devotees they should perform some Krishna Leela. And Kanai Kuntia played the role of Nanda Maharaj, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, actually, you're the incarnation of Nanda Maharaj, whatever that means. So in this book, the book describes that it was spoken, Kanai Kuntia says, by Ramananda Roy to Kanai Kuntia. A very, very special book and written in real language. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yeyatam mam prapadyante tam sutaiva bhajamyaham, that as someone approaches me, I reciprocate accordingly. That's Krishna's promise, and he always does that. So we've heard that when Krishna left Vrindavan, all the Brijbasis were plunged into an ocean of sorrow and sadness, missing Krishna. So do you think that they're missing Krishna while Krishna's playing video games in Dwarka and having a good time? Do you think so? He's playing computer games or something? No? Just as they were thinking of him and crying, so also Krishna was thinking of the gopis. And one morning, Rukmini, she was speaking to some of the other queens, and she said, I don't know what it is. It's our husband. But at night, while he's sleeping next to me, he starts calling out the name of some other girl. It's not good. You can't do like that, Prabhuji. And he's saying, Radhe, Radhe. And he starts pulling on my sari. And sometimes he's saying, Gopi, Gopi. And sometimes he starts crying. And sometimes he makes his pillow soaking wet with tears. What is this Radhe, Radhe, Gopi, Gopi? Who is this? So Krishna was thinking of Radharani and the gopis. And one day, it finally became too much for him. And Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who creates everything and destroys everything and knows everything, that same Supreme Godhead, he fell on the ground, unconscious, thinking about Radharani and the gopis. At that time, word quickly spread throughout Dwarka. Something happened to Krishna. Something happened. I don't know what it is. So at that time, four senior persons met there. There was Balaram, there was Uddhava, there was Subhadra, and there was Narad Muni. And they were speaking amongst themselves, what are we going to do? And Narad Muni, he said, I know the solution. He said, Krishna is missing the residents of Vrindavan, and if I play some Braj Leela Kahani, some songs about Vrindavan on my Veena, Narad Muni has a Veena which is personally given to him by Krishna. He said, if I play some Braj Leela Kahani, some songs about the pastimes of Braj, then when Krishna hears that, he'll come back to external consciousness. They said, very good. Do you do it? Narada Muni said, you don't understand. If I do that, Krishna's going to immediately want to return to Vrindavan. They said, fine, what's the problem? We'll call for Nandi Ghosh. Do you know what Nandi Ghosh is? Nandi Ghosh is the name of Krishna's chariot. And we'll call for Duruka. Who's Duruka? Do you know that? He's a chariot driver for Krishna. We'll call for Duruka and for Nandi Ghosh, and Krishna can return to Vrindavan. Narada Muni said, no, no. If you do that, and Krishna returns to Vrindavan now, I can't say what's going to happen to him. Because the condition that the Brijbasis are in right now is such a terrible, precarious position. They're missing Krishna so badly. Someone has to go ahead and give a message and tell them that Krishna's coming, Krishna's coming. They all said, very good. So Uddhava, you should go. Uddhava's Krishna's messenger. And when Krishna was in Mathura, he sent a message of love through Uddhava to the Brijbasis. But when Uddhava heard their words, he shook his head and he said, I can't go. Why not? He said, previously, Krishna sent me with the message of love. And I went there and I tried to console them. But I found no matter what I said, it wasn't enough. And there was only one thing they wanted to hear. And so I told them, don't worry. Krishna's returning. Krishna's returning soon. That's all they wanted to hear. But if I go back there now, they're going to say, Uddhava, you're a liar. You told us Krishna is coming. Krishna never came. We don't believe you. I can't go. So then they turned to Balaram. They said, Balaram, you're Dauji. You're the elder brother. Elder brothers are very important, isn't it? Did you say so? Yes? You're Dauji. You're the elder brother. Krishna also sent you with a message to Vrindavan from Dwarka. So you should go. Balaram shook his head. He said, I also can't go. Why not? He said, previously Krishna sent me with a message of love for the Brijbasis, and I went there and I tried to console all of them. But I also saw there was nothing that I could say that would work. And I saw their position was so precarious. So I told them, don't worry. Krishna's returning. Krishna's returning. I'm going to go back and I'm going to personally tell him he has to return. And Krishna said, I went back to Dwarka. And Krishna, he usually listens to whatever I have to say. Do you always listen to your older brother? Sometimes. Okay. Balaram said, Krishna's very good. He always listens to me, whatever I tell him, he does. Not like you. He said, but this time, Krishna didn't listen. I told him, Krishna, you must return. They're going to die if you don't return. But Krishna, for some reason, I don't know, he didn't say anything. And he didn't return. So if I go, they also won't believe me. They'll say, Balaram, you're a liar. I can't go. Then Subhadra, she stepped forward. She said, I'll go. She said, everyone knows men are very crooked. But ladies are very simple. I'll go. She'll believe me. I'll go there. They'll believe me. I'll sit in the lap of Mother Yashoda. And I'll wipe away her tears. And I'll tell her, Mata, Krishna's returning. Krishna's returning soon. He's just now coming. Some kings have stopped him on the way to worship him. But Krishna's returning. They'll believe me. Everyone said, very good, you should go. When Balaram heard Subhadra's words, he said, I also want to go. So they brought Balaram's chariot, Taladvaj. And they brought Subhadra's chariot, Padmadvaj. Do you know who Subhadra's driver for her chariot is? He's someone named Arjun. Have you heard of him before? Yeah, you know Arjun? Okay. Arjuna Subhadra's chariot drive. That's pretty good. Hmm? So they came, and Balaram went first, and then Subhadra, and this is Rath Yatra. It's three chariots. Balaram goes first in Jagannath Puri to this day. Balaram goes first, and then comes Subhadra, and the last is Chakradola Kaliya, round-eyed, black Kaliya Jagannath. So Balaram and Subhadra were going very, very fast. They were very, very excited to return to Vrindavan. And when they arrived on the outskirts of Vrindavan, they stopped their chariots, they jumped off, and they went running to meet their friends and family members in Vrindavan. But when they saw the condition of the Brijbasis, they stopped. You see, because everyone in Vrindavan was feeling so much separation from Krishna. Some say that Mother Yashoda was still standing in the road, staring in the direction where Akrura had taken Krishna away. And she's just waiting for her Gopal to return. And they say that Mother Yashoda had stopped cooking. What's the point of cooking if you're not cooking for Krishna? And that her stove was full of cobwebs. And all the residents of Vrindavan were suffering so much from separation. And not just the devotees, but also the animals. The deer in the forest, and the birds, the insects. Govardhan Hill was shrinking more and faster. The Jamuna River was losing water and getting more and more shrunken. The grass and plants were dying. And the gopis. My Guru Maharaj said that the gopis had become so thin in separation from Krishna that the rings on their little fingers had become bangles on their wrists. And so Balaram and Subhadra, they arrived and they saw that and they stopped. It pierced their heart. Just like people in this world, they like to watch a sad movie, a love movie, and it touches their heart. And sometimes they cry. So what to speak when Balaram and Subhadra see the love of Vrindavan? And when they saw those loving feelings of the Brijbasis, something happened to them. You see, there's no difference between the deha and the dehi of Balaram and Subhadra, between the body and the self. It's one and the same. And so when Balaram and Subhadra saw the condition of the Brijbasis, something happened to them. They became very ecstatic, and that ecstasy manifested in their bodies. And what happened? Their arms shrunk inside of their body. Their legs shrunk in their body. Their eyes became very big, bigger than yours even. Huh? And a big, big smile came on their face. That's a form known as Mahabhav Prakash. So there was no message. Right? Meanwhile, back in Dwarka, Narad Muni, he picked up... Meanwhile, back in Dwarka, Narad Muni, he began singing, picked up his veena, and he began singing some of the pastimes of Vrindavan. Jaya Vraja Janaranjana When Narad Muni sung like this, suddenly Krishna regained external consciousness, his eyes opened, and he jumped up. And immediately Krishna's hand went to his belt. And he began feeling around. He looked a little confused. And Krishna said, "Where's my flute?" Said, "Those gopis, they must have stolen it again." And then Krishna looked around, and he said, "Narad Muni, what are you doing here?" And then, "Uddhava, you're also in Vrindavan. What are you doing in Vrindavan?" And they had to tell him, "Krishna, you're not in Vrindavan. You left Vrindavan. You're in Dwarka now." And then Krishna began crying, I must return. He said, yes, we've made some, Daruka's here, your chariot is here, Nandi Ghosh. And so then Krishna came out from the palace. But now Krishna, this is going to come as quite a shock perhaps to some of you who are very strictly following four regulator principles. I'm sorry to tell you this, but Krishna was drunk. Not on alcohol. He was drunk on a wine called Radha Madhuri, thinking about Srimati Radharani. And he was so intoxicated, he couldn't walk straight. And he's swaying back and forth like this. How many of you have been to Rath Yatra and Jagannath Puri? Raise your hand. In Jagannath Puri? Jagannath Puri in Orissa, India. Anybody? A few. Okay. If you see the Pahandi Vijay, when Jagannath comes out of the temple, this is the way he moves. He's swaying back and forth like this because he's intoxicated on Radha Bhav. And his chariot started going very fast back to Vrindavan. Meanwhile, in Vrindavan, something was happening. Srimati Radharani was dying in separation from Krishna. And she was in the place known as Nidivan, which is right near the temple of Radharaman. She was lying with her head in the lap of Vishakha Sakhi, and Lalita was fanning her. And the other way around, she's lying with her head in the lap of Lalita while Vishakha was fanning her. And word very quickly spread throughout Vrindavan that Radharani is dying. And all the Vrijbasis, they started coming to Nidivan and telling Radharani, "Please don't go, don't go." At that time, Chandravali came there. Do you know who Chandravali is? Have you heard of Chandravali before? Chandravali is Radharani's cousin, according to Rupa Goswami. And she came and she was crying. Some people say, "I'm your competitor." But there's no competition between you and I. Krishna only comes to my kunj to see your loving sulkiness known as man. He gets some pleasure from that. But actually, you're the only one that Krishna wants. Oh, Radha, don't go, don't go. And Chandravali began crying and crying. And then at that time, Kutila came there. Do you know who Kutila is? No. Kutila is the daughter of Jatila. And Jatila is the so-called mother-in-law of Srimati Radharani. And Kutila, the word Kutila means very crooked person. She's very crooked. She's always criticizing Radha. But she came and she began crying, Radhe, Radhe, I always criticized you. I always said you are asati. You're not chaste. And I'm chaste. But you showed us who was really chaste. On one occasion, Krishna had a fever. And everyone in Braj was recommending doctors and medicines and so many things. And Krishna said, none of these things will help me. The only thing is only one medicine which will cure my fever. If a lady carries a pot of water from the Jamuna on her head, and that pot has 1,000 holes in it, and if she's a perfectly chaste lady, then not one drop will come out of the pot. That water will heal me, nothing else. So all the ladies of Braj became a little quiet. At that time, I don't know if I could do that. And Kutila said, then I stepped forward and I said, I'll do it. I'm a very chaste lady. And I went down to the bank of the Jamuna and I filled up that pot of water and I put it on my head and all the water came out. And I became soaking wet. And everyone laughed at me. And then, Radharani, you said, I'll do it. And I said, what, you? You're not chaste. You're always going with that black snake Krishna. You're not showing chastity to your husband. And Radharani, you just ignored me. You took that pot. You went to the bank of the Jamuna. You put the pot in the water and you said one word. Govinda. You filled up the pot of water. You put it on your head and not one drop came out. And you showed you were the most chaste lady in all of Braj. And Kutila began crying then. I offended you. I criticized you. Please forgive me. Please don't go. Don't leave us. And then at that time, Abhimanyu came there. Abhimanyu is a so-called husband of Radharani. That's a long story, very interesting story, but it's another pastime. He came there and he said, Radhe, don't go. Some people say that I'm your husband, but I've never touched you. Abhimanyu is actually just the shadow, according to the Brahmanda Purana, of Krishna. He's a partial manifestation of Krishna, but he can never touch Radharani, and we have proof of that. That's another story. So everyone was crying. Radharani had a high fever. She was unconscious. She was about to leave this world. And then suddenly, everyone could hear the sound of some wheels coming, a chariot. And it was the sound of Krishna's chariot. And Krishna arrived there in Nidivan. And Krishna jumped off the chariot, and he went running to Radharani. And then Krishna, he saw the condition that Radharani was in, lying there with her head in the lap of Lalita, unconscious, dying in separation from him. And that sickness was a manifestation of her ecstatic love. When Krishna saw the intensity of Radharani's love, he became stunned. And he couldn't move. And something happened to him. His arms and legs shrunk into his body. A big smile came on his face. His eyes became very big. And he manifested the form of Mahabhav Prakash. So now there was union between Radha and Krishna. But Krishna is standing there stunned, and Radharani's in a dying condition. So Brinda Devi, she sent a breeze which carried the fragrance of Krishna's body to the nostrils of Radharani. And Lalita, she knew the medicine for Radharani. She whispered in Radharani's ear, Krishna's returned. Krishna's returned. And Radharani, then she opened her eyes. But Krishna's still stunned. Vishakha went to Krishna and she whispered the medicine in Krishna's ear. She said, Radhe, Radhe. And then Krishna returned to external consciousness. And now there was eye-to-eye union between Radha and Krishna in that place. And Krishna then He told Srimati Radharani that to commemorate this pastime, I'll always keep this form known as Mahabhav Prakash. Yeah? That form is Madhurja Rasa Ganayati Murti, the condensed form of conjugal mellow, Mahabhav Prakash of Jagannath. I'm going to keep that form. That form is also known as Radha Viraha Vidura Rupa, or the personification of separation from Srimati Radharani. And we'll have a strange meeting in Vrindavan, in Jagannath Puri. You'll come there in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is Radha Baba Dyuti Sivalitam Nami Krishna Sarupam. He's in the mood of Radha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna Viraha Vidura Rupa. He's the embodiment of separation from Krishna. And these two embodiments of separation have a strange meeting in that place known as Vipralamba Ketra, Jagannath Puri Dham. My Guru Maharaj, he said, in this way, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra are three logs floating in the ocean of Radha Bhav. And this is a story we called Three Logs of Wood, which we printed in his book, Embankment of Separation. So this is something about the origin of Lord Jagannath. I'd like to sing a little Hare Krishna with you when we finish. Sometimes we take questions, but I think this topic, we don't really need any questions for this, for a little much. This is a raga for this time of day, which is called Bhupali. Does anybody know what Bhu means? Bhu means the earth. Bhu also means devotion. And Pali is a feminine form of a word, Palana. Pali means a lady who protects. Who protects the earth, or who protects devotion. Bhupali means a cowherd lady, cowherd girl. And Bhupali is a name, therefore, for Srimati Radharani. And this time of day, Srimati Radharani is feeling great separation from Krishna, because they have a time they've agreed to meet, but that time is not until like 10 or 11 o'clock. And Radharani now, she's at home, it's getting dark, and she's remembering Krishna and feeling great separation. So then Lalita and Vishakha and all of her girlfriends are sitting around her, and they start singing this raga called Bhupali Rag to help Radharani remember Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Play slowly. Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
not too fast, double time, but not too much faster.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
a little faster.
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare.
Panchakalpa, the Dubhish Chag, Vasundha, the Yaya.
Thank you, everybody, for coming here. And did Prabhu take us to Dwarka? Raise your hand. Did he take you to Vrindavan? Did he take you to Jagannath Puri? Did he reveal the secret of where is Radhika at Jagannath Puri? That's Mahaprabhu's Radhika in Jagannath Puri. Prabhu mentioned about a magazine. They are not magazines, they are big. They are thin books, larger size format. Every page is colorful. Every page is colorful. We have editions from, volume number 9 through 14. And volume 15 is special, it just came out. It's about Giriraj Govardhan. Yeah. Prabhu just came from Dallas, giving a, five sessions or so of hidden details of Govardhan. And then there are also three books. If anybody is into art, there's a very beautiful book called Mathura Meets Vrindavan. It's got a unique Orient art almost in every page. I don't know the name of the art, but it's
called Pattachitra.
Pattachitra. And it's very beautiful. There are two other books, one by his Guru Maharaj on Srila Prabhupada, and one by him on his Guru Maharaj. Right? So please take a look at them. The books are available. And as I said, when you say magazine, you think that it's Time magazine, you read it once, you throw it away. These are not magazines. These are treasures researched for a long time. And please take some time to look at it and grab as many as you can. Thank you. There is a part two of this tomorrow at Govinda Prema Chetty's house. If you're coming and you have not RSVP'd before, please talk to Mataji so that they can adjust prasadam a little bit if needed. And Govinda Prema Mataji, raise your hand if others don't know. Okay. It's in Natomas. Now we were going to go to the next part, which is arati, about 10-minute arati, 4-minute Narasingha prayers, and then we'll have prasadam feast. We do one more thing regularly, which is the kids. We pass the mic to the kids, asking them what did they learn. Today we don't have time, but parents, when they get into the car, first thing is to ask them that question, because this is how we remember things. It goes into deeper memory when they say it one more time. Thank you, everybody. Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada ki jai. Prabhupada ki jai.